You okay? You okay? Call the paramedics?
Getting old.
Aren't we all?
So is George.
I know, I get up the same way.
Good afternoon. My item on the agenda today is change order two for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Expansion Contract 0919 being built by Whiting and Turner. This change order consists of one item, which is the substitution of the control instrumentation system supplier proposed by Whiting and Turner. It results in a credit of $172,450. They're proposing to use Southern Flow Inc. Any questions?
No.
Okay, read the motion, please.
You can bring more of these to us.
That's the biggest I brought. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman Reckhart & Associates, LLP, that change order number two for Sussex County Project 0919, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 1 expansion be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $172,450 for a new total of $13,034,862, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
So move.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the change order read by Mr. Jones to contract number 09-19. This is change order number two. There's no discussion. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
He's
an empty chair.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I'll vote yes as well. I'd just like to congratulate the engineering department and our administration for really starting to take a close look at our cost on these projects. And $172,000 is nothing to sneeze at. I hope there will be more to come. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gary, are you here? Yes, you are.
Oh, he's here. Come on in.
Are these the same thing we got in our packet, probably?
There's a couple little
changes.
Legalese changes, but, you know, basically the content's the same.
Oh, wait, a new one then.
Legalese.
The new revised version.
All right. Good afternoon. I've got a couple things to bring before you this morning. They both relate to utility services at the King Farm Industrial Park, which is a project adjacent to the Sussex County Airport. I can either discuss them both at one time because they are interrelated, or I can bring them up singly.
Both at the same time.
Okay. The first item is a proposed agreement between Sussex County and the Georgetown Airport Center LLC. Georgetown Airport Center LLC has requested that Sussex County provide sanitary sewer service, water service, and water for fire protection service to the King Farm Industrial Park. Sussex County will provide these utilities to a demarcation point. Sussex County will perform no maintenance and operations within the park itself, and Sussex County will not install the utilities within the park itself. However, the utilities will be installed to Sussex County standards. The only maintenance that will be performed within the park is a Sussex County technician will read the water meters. Basically, that's pretty much all there is on that agreement, with the exception of the agreement. This particular agreement is contingent upon the next agreement that I'm going to present. The next agreement is a proposed amendment to an existing wastewater agreement between the town of Georgetown and Sussex County. Right now, the town of Georgetown treats wastewater for the Sussex County Industrial Park. They also do the billing function for the sewer services at the Sussex County Industrial Park. This proposed agreement will do two things. Number one, it'll extend that billing and that treatment to the King Farm. It will also allocate the additional capacity requested by the developers of the King Farm for their industrial park. The third thing in the amendment, it also states that the county will not be able to grant building permits within the King Farm until the applicant can present documentation that they have paid the necessary impact fees to the town of Georgetown for the wastewater. And that pretty much summarizes. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I have one question, Mr. Tung. I believe I saw a letter from Mr. Robertson in the past week where the only concern he had was that although the documents were drafted with the town of Georgetown, that they were contingent upon, they should be made contingent upon the town actually approving them, that they have not had a vote yet.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is correct. They were supposed to go on the agenda for Georgetown's last meeting, but for whatever reason, they did not get placed on the agenda. I have talked to the town manager, and he has concurrence from his council that this should not be an issue.
Will we incur any costs running our existing lines in our park to a stub for them to go on from? I mean, we don't have a stub sitting there waiting to, do we?
We've got a demarcation point at a manhole on, or a manhole location on Baltimore Avenue.
And how, I mean, now, from that point, then they pay?
They pay.
In other words, so we won't incur any cost in any kind of new construction, new sewer lines, new nothing.
No, they pay the full freight on this.
Okay.
Anything else?
Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Just add that language about contingent on Georgetown.
That's actually that's in the agreement itself. We added a paragraph in there in the agreement itself, based on what Mr. Robertson had requested.
Paragraph 24.
Mrs. Webb read the document, and she said it's paragraph 24.
Paragraph 24, yes.
Mr. Vincent is shocked.
I'm not shocked. I am not shocked.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I've been shocked if she hadn't read it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mr. Baker has the floor.
Yeah, thank you. There are various fees and charges that have been developed. I know Mrs. Webb worked on this quite a bit. That the goal was to recoup the county's cost and not, it is a private industrial park, so we tried to develop the fees and charges to recoup the county's cost and identify those costs.
Good.
Anything else?
I have two motions, if it pleases the council. The first one is on the actual public works agreement itself. And it says, be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed public works agreement with the Georgetown Airport Center LLC in order to, number one, allow Georgetown Airport Center LLC to transmit sanitary sewage from the King Farm Industrial Park through the county sewer lines for treatment and disposal by the town of Georgetown, and two, to provide water and fire protection service to the King Farm Industrial Park as presented on September the 28th, 2010.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreements as read by Mr. Tom. Any further discussion?
No.
That will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay. Have the second motion, and this is for the amendment to be addressed between Georgetown and Sussex County. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed amendment to the existing public works agreement dated April the 23rd, 2008, between Sussex County and the town of Georgetown in order to provide sanitary sewer capacity sought for the King Farm Industrial Park, as presented on September the 28th, 2010.
Motion to that effect, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion and a second to approve the wastewater agreement amendment with the town of Georgetown.
Town of Georgetown, correct.
Any other discussion? Ms. Deep?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Ms. Webb, grant requests.
Two grants today. First one, town of Millville.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we give $100 each from each Councilmatic district, because this is a countywide event. Pumpkins are coming from all over the county, and they will be represented from every corner of this county. So.
Get out of here.
Oh, boy.
Well, I didn't interrupt you. What are you doing interrupting me? Sam, you're okay with this, right?
I didn't grow any pumpkins this year.
You didn't grow any? How about Mr. Phillips? Are you just a watermelon man, or are you a pumpkin man?
They have their watermelon festival. I'll consider it.
I mean, this is supporting agriculture, one of the major industries in this county. I can't believe it. I'll have to be the only one that supports agriculture. You want to be on the record for that?
I do not have a second
I'll
for
make
your
a motion,
motion.
Then I'll rescind that motion. I will make a motion that I'll give $500 to the town of Millville.
I'll second that.
For the great pumpkin festival, and we'll only use pumpkins from the Millville area.
All in favor, say aye.
Take that.
Aye.
Even though, Sam, you might, never mind.
New Hope Recreation and Development Center.
Ellendale?
Yes, it is.
Ellendale.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking for how much?
They're requesting $1,000 for after-school program.
But I think I can give $500.
Is there a second?
Second.
$500 for Ms. Deaver's account. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The Faith UM Church for the Homeless Walkathon, which benefits Casa San Francisco.
That is in
the homeless what?
It's a homeless.
It's a homeless walkathon. Raise money for homeless.
Walkathon for the homeless for the whole Sussex County.
Yeah, it's all.
We have given $100 each in the past. $500 total is the same walkathon. It's held every year.
Well, this is just the one individual, though, I think, this one to sponsor.
Yeah, she's being sponsored.
Okay, where is the walkathon?
The walkathon is.
That's why it costs so much, I think.
Physically, where is it at?
Yeah, we can.
Where?
Doesn't say, does it?
But no, but two homeless shelters get the benefit of it. The Crisis House in Georgetown and Casa San Francisco in Milton. Where they're physically walking.
Delaware Avenue on the boardwalk.
There you go.
Sorry.
That puts George into it.
Well, it puts us all into it. Okay, $100 each.
Okay, good.
All right.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 And Milford Housing Development Corp.
And there is.
It's their annual golf tournament.
I'm about to ask you.
Sponsors are 100 per person.
That's Sussex.
Sponsors.
Well, how many holes are in Kent County of that? Six or eight? One hole's in Kent, and the rest? 17. There you go.
Make a motion, we give $100 each. And what they ask for?
Well, they're not specifically, they're just saying to sponsor is $100. For this tournament before, we've done 300.
From just you.
200 Ms. Deaver and 100 Mr. Wilson.
Perfect.
I'll do the 200.
Stay out of it, Mike.
Mr. Wilson will do a 100.
I rescind my motion.
Till you start representing Milford, just sit there and be quiet, please.
I have a motion by Ms. Deaver, a second by Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To approve. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's it. Thank you.
Make a motion. We adjourn for recess for lunch. Or we got executive session.
We do have some.
Okay.
Any proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
No, there are none.
Okay, we do have additional business brought before council. First person, you have 3 minutes. Is it Joe? I'm sorry. From Beaver Dam. I'm sorry, I couldn't read your name. What is your name?
Joe Klinge.
Joe Klinge.
Joe Klinge from Rehoboth. K-L-I-N-G-E. On March 16th, the League of Women Voters was given a tour around the building and learned a great deal. At that time, we had asked for a map that showed the pending and currently approved subdivisions and commercial things that had been approved by you all. And they said that there wasn't one, but it was being prepared. We were wondering if it had been completed, and if you all have a copy, and if not, it was the Department of Planning and Zoning. It was upstairs.
Okay, just trying to find out who told you that.
And we were concerned, you know, looking at all of the things that were being approved, and thought it would be very helpful to know what's in the works. I know this afternoon you'll be considering something along Plantation Road, and my understanding of this, there are also already two approvals of applications that will be adding traffic and business along that, and perhaps if you all could see the full picture and what's there, it might help you in your decision making. So I wondered if you'd heard about it, if you knew whether it was coming, if perhaps you could pursue it in some way and make that available to yourselves and to us.
Maybe you could research it.
I'm asking someone now.
Oh, yeah, look, isn't that nice? Technology's interesting.
Great. Right. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. You said, I think your words were approved by you all. Is all you want to see what we've approved in the last 18 months, or you want to see what?
Planning and zoning and, you know, what's on the record, what's going to be built in
Okay, but not just from this council, from previous council also.
And not just
well, whatever
subdivisions.
Whatever, I guess, is pending.
Whatever's pending,
sure.
Whether
okay.
It's subdivisions or something like the commercial properties, medical buildings, whatever,
sure.
So that we have a full sense of what's really under works. Because we're aware of a lot that's going on and what the total picture is.
Mm-hmm. Guy, you have an answer?
I just have a question. Push
that to advertise.
Is the request strictly limited to those proposals that are pending? Or does it also include anything that's
been
approved?
What's been approved and hasn't been...
Dating back to what point?
Well, just, I guess, whatever's been approved.
Since the beginning of zoning?
Well, it would expire at some point.
Possibly be being built, things that could come before you that had, you know, like this thing this afternoon, if my understanding is that the time has run out and whether you're going to extend it and promote
that type of.
You're talking maybe about approvals that haven't been developed.
Yes.
Yeah. Like paper subdivisions and stuff that's still languishing
out there that
right.
Might be approved.
Or they might just start construction on them.
Or that have been improved and haven't been built.
Haven't started, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's. I think that's kind
Mr.
of
Mr. Guy, is that your disposal?
He will try to get us back an answer.
It was going to be created.
Sure.
Okay.
He is on it. Sandy Speck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you. My name's Sandy Spence. On June 10th, Max Walton, who's a very well-known attorney who represents municipalities and counties throughout the state, taught a class on Board of Adjustment Law for the University of Delaware's Institute of Public Administration. It was attended by Board of Adjustment members from other counties and numerous municipalities throughout the state. Excuse me. No one from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment attended that educational seminar, although the invitation had been extended to them at least one public meeting, and I was told by the chairman it had been emailed to them as well.
Don't we require that they attend these?
No.
No?
They didn't go. Mr. Walton at that seminar made it very clear that variances should be rare exceptions to county and municipal land use codes. Subsequently, or I don't know when it was, but Mr. Lank has stated that something like 86 or 87% of variance requests have been approved by the Board of Adjustment here in Sussex County over the history of their considerations. As a result of concerns expressed to this council and reported by the media, this council held a workshop with the Board of Adjustment, as you recall, in mid-August. It appeared that the purpose of that workshop was to give the council an opportunity to address with the members of the board how the issues that were raised and the number of variances that they approve, how that could be resolved. Since that meeting, I've been attending most of the Board of Adjustment meetings, and since that meeting, it appears that the board is struggling to attempt to give better or to be more careful in considering variance requests. Last Monday, for example, they did go through the five standards that they're required to apply to any variance request with most of the applicants, and they attempted to rationalize at least why they were approving any variances that they did approve. There was one issue that came up where Mr. Burrell, the attorney, advised them that he felt that the council had implied some advice to them on the particular issue involved. But one of the board members said, well, I didn't hear any advice or guidance that came from the council. So the point is that I believe that the Board of Adjustment is waiting for the council to give them some direction on how you wish them to interpret and apply the county code to decisions that they make, and that I would hope that you would provide that guidance to them. Thank you.
Yeah, the county code is the code is law, right? Once it's adopted, it's a law. So, I mean, they have an attorney down there. He should be coaching them on this stuff. I don't know how, if we can give them guidance on how to interpret the law.
Well, I've attended all but two meetings of the Board of Adjustment since March 1st, and he rarely in the past has given them any advice. And recently he's been giving them a little bit more advice. There were two meetings, one right after the article appeared in the News Journal, when he gave them a lot of advice and they generally followed it. And then they went back to the old way of operating. And then meeting. Yeah, well.
Right, no, I was going to say, we do have those five standards.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know how something I could say to them would make them interpret them any differently. So, and I don't know.
My suggestion would be that you tell them that they need to apply those five standards to every variance they come up with, and they need to seek advice from council if they have any questions about how to interpret them, which they sometimes don't do.
Yeah, should be with legal counsel, maybe Mr. Moore being the chief.
That could be very helpful.
Chief. Legal counsel could maybe review this concern on making sure that the board follows their standards.
I also want to see our Board of Adjustment members attend those courses.
I don't think we can force them to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Moore, we are going into executive session for personnel, and what was the other item?
Our pending potential litigation.
I'll entertain that motion.
So moving.
Second. All in favor say aye.
George.
Aye.
Did you put this on the agenda?
I would request council members immediately go
Western
to